Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Martina Tonarelli from the 79th Venice International Film Festival, and today we are here with the 27 Lux Film Prize Ambassador, each representing one European country under the 27 Times Cinema Initiative. And right now, I'm joined by Veronica Mercia, who is representing Malta for this year edition of 27 Times Cinema. So welcome to Fred.
Thank you so much.
And why did you apply for 27 Times Cinema, and what does this opportunity mean to you?
Okay, so I actually found out about this opportunity through an old school teacher of mine who reached out, and she was like, this seems like something you might be interested in. And I was also in the middle of sort of preparing for my final year exams, so I graduated this year. And I read about it very briefly, but everything that I read seemed really interesting, and I was looking for something to do in summer which would sort of push me beyond what I was used to, like, normally. And I applied on the final day, like on the deadline, and I didn't know what to expect, really. I sent in my application, and it turned out that I was chosen, so I was super happy. At the time I was very stressed, so I had completely forgotten that I even applied. So I received an email one day, and they were like, "Oh, you know, you've been chosen to be a juror at the Venice Film Festival."
I had
more time to read about it after I found out, and I understood that it was also connected to the Biennale, and I had come to the Biennale before, so it kind of hit me let's do this. That's sort of how I ended up here. It was quite random, at least for me, because it was honestly through someone who had read about it and thought of me. So I was really grateful. I'm really grateful to that person for, like, letting me know about the opportunity. And it's been a really fun time. And given that Malta is such a small island and a small scene, like, coming here has really opened my eyes to, well, the film industry in general as well. So.
Okay, I read on your profile that you would like to work as a screenwriter or a director. That's right.
Yes.
Why?
So there isn't exactly a film school in Malta, but while I was in university, I'd taken courses in screenwriting, and also I've written short stories before, so that, like, the writing and the freedom of writing really appeals to me, because I think it's really fun to do world building. So that's just something which appeals to me. And also the directing, I have a lot of respect for the kind of visions which are brought forward by different directors, and I really like the fact that sort of every film you watch has its own style. And also when I wrote that, I had animation in mind, which is something which I've been getting into this year, and I feel like animation is a very personal process, and sort of it includes, there has to be a directorial eye of sorts when approaching that kind of field. So that was something which really appeals to me. And obviously it's a combination between screenwriting and directing, because I feel like both work together.
And which is the situation of independent cinema in your country, and what about film festivals?
Okay, so We have film festivals, so we have the Malta Short Film Festival, and we also have Kinemastic, and I've been to both over the years, but if I'm completely honest, it's quite a small scene, and the funding is very difficult to get funding, and most of the people who are involved in film tend to do it out of their own impetus, so they take the role themselves, they take it upon themselves to create films, and it's quite difficult to be a creative or an artist in Malta, especially when it comes to sort of funding and independent cinema in particular, given that sort of if you want to apply for funding, sort of international processes, and there's a lot of bureaucracy involved, and unfortunately quite a lot of really talented artists have to leave the country in order to get the recognition they want and deserve.
So thank you, Veronica, for sharing your experience as ambassador of Malta for this year edition of 27 Times Cinema. And this is Martina Tonarelli for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.